kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of God. Witness to all nations. And then the end will come.
Matthew 24:9-14.
Fulfill as Israel prepared for the coming of the birth of the Lord Jesus. Which we had in Romans 9. That they were given the opportunity to prepare for the birth of Christ. But we were given an opportunity to prepare for his second coming.
The
last works of God on planet Earth. And this work is revealed through the journey of heaven. Right now we have come back to the journey of heaven.
Moved
from the Bible through the Bible for 7 years. Which God moved me from 2005 and 2011. Those are the 7 years. And the 7 years, it revealed to us the seven spirits of the Lord and the seven eyes of God, which gathered the Bible. According to Isaiah 11:1-2 and Isaiah 34:16, the Spirit of the Lord gathered the book. It is the one who led the journey of visiting all things, which we call the journey of heaven. Praise Jesus. The groups of angels were seven.
According
to Revelations 8, from verses 1 and 2,
in
Revelations 1 verse 1, and to 4. Without the Lord, has again brought us back in this journey and to move the journey of the Bible. The journey of heaven moved through the Bible.
It's
not adding in, nor subtracting from it, but only being scripture by scripture, command by command, getting from different scriptures. And we explain this journey. All along it began from the planet Earth. Our planet Earth. We shall bring back our image, the bigger one.
But
after coming back from planet Earth, we see other nine planets. And those nine planets, when you get out of them, we head to see the kingdom of the stars. After passing the kingdom of the stars,
we
got the circular heaven and we used the northern door and we entered the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven,
first
through the northern door and entered the city, which you see there clearly on this other side. Praise Jesus.
The
city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, within which we've seen thousands of things. Right now we are within the center of this city, where there are the two cherubims, the master seat, the ark of the covenant, and the altar of God, where the lake of fire begins from. We ended up by seeing how judgment will be carried out.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
we understood
that
judgment is to be carried out in three criteria. Of the one who had the laws naturally in the body, in their natural nature, they who were here before us, right from Adam reaching to Moses.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And they who have laws on the tablets, together with the prophecies from Moses, reaching the birth of the Lord Jesus. And we are going to have the laws by nature, and we have them on the tablets, witness of the Lord Jesus. That is the New and the Old Testament. Judgment, there will not be chaos within it, but the criterias will be happening like that. The one of the first eras will be the one to be judged first. The second generation will come on, and even the third generation. Which you hear that the Lord can choose from the first to the third generation. I don't know if
you've
ever looked at that scripture very clear.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. This we heard.
So
the hard things of the day of carrying out judgment. And
today,
we are heading to see the ones going to be brought on this judgment. Angel Abaddon and the angel of hell. They're going to be bringing the evil ones on the judgment. And they'll be welcomed by the angels of fire. Who are responsible for the lake of fire? It begins from the altar of God. It means these are going to head on to even the day of the Lord.
Or
when we see the ones who are going to come for them, or who are going to be bringing, they're going to be brought after the coming of the Lord Jesus.
And
one of the hardest things will happen on that day.
The
laws we are going to speak out in people's ears.
That they will
speak within you everything you spoke right from the creation of heaven and earth. Even what used to be told you. Whatever you answered. And the other.
Which they will
be displayed for us on the lampstand. As
you'll
be still there trying to pretend and
the
voices recalling whatever you did. Even that I spoke it and I spoke
back,
I said what?
No,
and we are seeing and hearing you. As they give you rest a little, if you feel whatever has been speaking, we've been hearing it. That's the running which will happen you to throw yourself in a lake of fire. One of the things I saw which were very hard. And before we see what's within the lake of fire, we are still they were brought for judgment.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They're going to recap a little these words. Voices of the word speaking in people's ears. We are in Romans 2. As we see, the ones will be brought by the angel of death and hell. Romans
2
from verse
12.
Romans 2 verse 11.
Kubanga Katonda tasosola mu bantu. Kubanga bonna abaayonoonanga awatali mateeka era balibula awatali mateeka era bonna abaayonoonanga nga balina amateeka balisalirwa omusango n'amateeka kubanga abawulira obuwulizi amateeka si be batuukirivu eri Katonda naye abakola eby'amateeka be baliweebwa obutuukirivu kubanga abamawanga abatalina mateeka bwe bakola mu buzaalirwana eby'amateeka abo bwe bataba na mateeka beberera amateeka bokka.
Olidde ekiribwo.
You've heard what happens.
Mutendera gy'okusalirwamu.
The criteria of judgment.
Bali betulowooza nti edda tebalinanga
mateeka. The ones we think they had no laws before.
Munnange muzaalirwa na balina
amateeka. By nature they had the laws.
Wakulaga engalo kumi.
They showed you 10 fingers.
Ziraga amateeka kumi agaweebwa oluvannyuma.
10 laws were given after.
Okusinziira mu kuvesule y'amakumi.
According to Exodus 20.
Those
laws given
us already
appeared within our fingers.
Ask
the Lord in Matthew
19,
how are the major and the greatest laws? And he said there are two.
If we appear
to have two fingers which are male.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Every law is proven by the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. According to the rod which are within our fingers. Every finger has those marks within it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now think so much of that word. They who had no laws engraved on the tablets, they had them by nature.
In
their feet, they had them.
Ten
toes not to move as they break the laws. They're not to do as they break them.
But
even in their hearts, the laws were there, the Spirit was convicting them. When
we
tell you in Genesis 6, that the Spirit was contending with the people. They never knew how he contended with them. For none of them accepted that they, stole, they steal their property. For the laws to come to say don't steal. We already felt in us stealing is not good. But he said you had felt bad about it. Now it's you who rather did the same
thing.
No one accepted that their wife be taken by another. Or their husband be taken by another.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Even false accusations, all the things. By nature, we had those laws. Now, those will be judged based on that. The gospel which was preached by all the nations. For no creation had shrines. Not even to worship any other thing. According to what we had in Romans 10, the gospel of these ones reached everywhere. Now there's nothing to reason here. Even they given laws from the generation of Moses. And they were foul thought they never heard of them. But they moved within them by nature. Now we two of these generations have been getting them in written, and they have the witness of Christ. The prophets and the apostles.
Romans 2:15. Kubanga balaga omulimu gw'amateeka nga gwawandiikibwa mu mitima gyabwe, omwoyo gwabwe nga gutegeeza wamu n'ebirowoozo byabwe nga birupagana obanga birowoozagana byokka na byokka.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now in your thoughts. They have been choosing themselves. And without judgment, you will have them. And they speak within you. I don't want someone who hangers me. Another
quarrel
with you. Why do you do things which hunger us?
And
you did them. You never wanted to be done to you, yet you did it to others. And within you we are choosing each other. Remember all this we saw in the ark,
recording,
that they are recorded whatever is done under the sun. And we saw according to Proverbs, and he said even your spirit has a lamp, it's what gathers whatever is in your heart, and they are to go with you. What helps us is to repent, and they are deleted. Even in the ark of the covenant, they are deleted. But these who have not repented, all of them are recorded upon your spirit. There is a store of those things. Now on that day, they are going to be restored back to you. You spoke whether in the heart inside, whether you did it,
we
speak it with you as you hear it. Now they will display for us the screens of the lampstand, and they come from the ark of the covenant. We shall decide as we clearly see, and you will have heard and seen them.
Bible will
show there will be a flashback of the videos we moved with.
Hey,
you see what speaks here, you see video of what you did on earth.
So
now it will not be an easy day at all. Romans 2:15.
Kubanga balaga omulimu gw'amateeka nga gwawandiikibwa mu mutima gwabwe, omwoyo gwabwe nga gutegeeza wamu n'ebirowoozo byabwe nga biropagana obanga biwoozagana byokka na byokka.
Bajja kubaayo owuliranga oli haloopa ayogera
ogundi
lwaki okosebwaolwaleeri oli musiru tolina magezi katonda kyeki nga
gwomuddamu and you speak it there.
You spoke it long time.
You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long time. You spoke it long updating whatever you ever did. What repentance is many times in the Bible.
But
it means to delete all of things. The works of unrighteousness. Never meant to delete works of righteousness.
But
it means to delete works of unrighteousness. Stop to do them.
Romans 2 verse 16. Kulunaku Katonda kwalisalira omusango gw'ebi amabya abantu ng'enkiri yange bweri ku bwa Yesu Kristo.
Olidde bulungi.
You've heard very clear.
Unakulukusa ebya amabya abantu.
The sacrifice of the people.
Buli muntu n'ebibye n'okukubwa munda eyo.
One with his own and his deeper things that have hidden them.
Omanyi tetugenda no mu new generation tugenda kunoonyereza
ko. Generation we're not going to search so much about you.
We're not done kokwenoonyereza.
You yourself have to search yourself out.
Urabe boyimirinde.
And to see how you're standing.
Kubanga nebo tutakunoonyereza ko
lero. We don't expect upon you today.
Unaku uri kujja kukura.
On that day we shall see you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But it's
now, it's not of you so much. But
it's
to tell you the truth which is there. And after that, they will appear.
No matter what
secrets you're hiding in your heart, you have your evil intentions. Thoughts speaking within you.
Will you know this anger?
And not righteous, delete them always. Is to say repentance.
And
stop doing them.
Tulimba Rumi esule yokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu.
Romans 2:17.
Naye gwe bw'oyitibwa Omuyudaaya ne weesigama ku mateeka ne weenyumiriza mu Katonda n'omanya by'ayagala n'osiima ebisinga obulungi ng'oyigirizibwa mu mateeka ne weetegeera gwe okubeera omusaale w'abazibe b'amaaso omusana gw'abali mu kizikiza omulagirizi w'abatalina magezi omuyigiriza w'abaana abato ng'olina ekyokulabirako eky'amagezi n'ekyamazima mu mateeka kale gwe ayigiriza omulala teweeyigiriza wekka
osooka kweyigiriza nga
abuulira obutabbanga obba ayogera obutayendanga oyenda akyawa ebifaananyi obba ebyomubiggwa
ebyomubibbo papa erimu ebyekkumi tukyekyali kubweyo ebyo byonna biri awo
tebagezaako
tunabakubuulira bannaffe abali
wabweruoke tubwebuulireyesuyebazitufulumeo
okubuulira
wabwerunaffe
tubiba kukola ebyo
tubwebuulireyesuyebazitulemu
okulabika ku lunaku luli eri nga gwe yali atabuulira ate gwali ku
musangoebyo
biswaza nga kuwali omulokole ennyo ku kyalo naye nga walinga oli muyaayo
oyogera naye tokolerate
bangi kwabo bafaana
buddala
mu mirembe egiri
bwewabula
bano be balireetebwa ku lunaku luli
ebibi
ebya buli ngeri kusinzira ku bikulirwa amakumi abiri malayika w'okufaana amagombe bali
baleeta
naye ndaba entebe ey'obwakabaka ennene enjeru n'oyo eyali agituddeko eggulu n'ensi ne bidduka mu maaso ge era tebyazuulirwa na kifo
twogera ku ggulu erisooka okuvaawo
eneri
ekitundu
ekyawansi Jesus will be seated in Jerusalem to carry judgment out. After the angels of death and hell will leave planet
earth,
and they take people to be judged in the first heaven, that dream below will go away.
This
heaven which is blue we see up there, and whatever is within it, they will first be broken off. And it will wrap itself up
and
blow them, bring them at the altar and pour them within the altar.
There
will be no more important anymore.
Tulimo kubikulirwa esura ya makumi abiri n'olunyiriri lwa kumi Ne ndaba abafu, abakulu n'abato, nga bayimiridde mu maaso g'entebe. Ebitabo ne bibikkulwa.
Yalaba abakulu, abafu.
He saw the dead.
Abakulu n'abato.
The great and the small.
Lwaki abayisa abafu?
Why is he called them the dead?
Oyinza agamba nti n'alaba emirambo.
You can't say he saw dead bodies. No.
Bali abafiira mu Adam.
They who died through Adam.
Wawulira mu Bakolinso ekisooka
15.
22.
Let's read right there.
Tunyonyoke ku byabafu.
What be explained of his death?
Bakolinso. Bakolinso ekisooka 15.
First Corinthians 15:22.
N'olunyolo 22. Kuba bonna nga bwe bafiira mu Adamu era bwe batyo mu Kristo bonna mwe balifuukira abalamu.
Yesu
yebazibwa
bonna mu Adamu baafa.
All through Adam they died.
Mwe muli abato n'abakulu.
Suppose the young and the old.
Wabula ekiriwo kiri bwe
kiti. What's happening is like this.
Nti omuto nga bwe twawulira.
The young as we are.
Era nga bwe tugenda okwongera okunyonyola.
Just going to be explained more.
Kuva ku lwajja mu lubuto.
Comes from the, right from an infant and they get up to 7 years. Those ones they already be cleansed by the blood of the Lord Jesus. For the scripture say Matthew 3:16 John 3:16 for God so loved the world
and
he gave his one begotten son not to condemn the world but the world to be saved through him. Everyone who believes him is not condemned. Whoever never believes him is already condemned. And we heard in Romans 10 from verses 7 unto 17 that a person believes after hearing the word of God and they believe with their heart. Now that child right from those infant years to 7 years have a chance to get back the kingdom of heaven by the blood of Jesus, and because they are not refused to confess and they have not refused to believe. That's Ecclesiastes 6. Say these stillborn children, all who reaching up to 7 years, can never go the same place with one who has lived 1,000 years and they have not stood proper.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now those children, even those 7 years are explained. Sometime back there used to be 7 days, and the 8th day they used to circumcise the children. In Colossians 2, circumcision, it meant unclothing this body
of
flesh to be given the body from heaven.
But
because it took faith, when we enter the New Testament, the sign of circumcision was taken away and they brought the sign of baptism.
You baptize
a person who has first believed and to become a disciple. I don't know, we are together. Now what would have been 7 days and they moved to 7 years?
It's 7 days
on the 8th day they circumcised you. Right now we wait with the 7 years pass, at the 8th year we have to baptize you. That moment we raise you as we teach you. There you become a disciple separate. You understand the Father. You understand the Son. You understand the Holy Spirit. You baptized with the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When you speak of the young, don't think every young guy is going to be on this judgment.
Or
they who died through Adam, they never raised again. All of them the Master speaks of in Matthew 8:21-22. Let the dead go bury their own dead. Praise Jesus.
These
are the ones the Master wrote on the other time. When he wrote on the ground, it was John. John 8. Bible says from the old, reaching the younger, all of them moved away.
And
all of them had sins. Yes, he was praise Jesus. So
Kali, ensonga y'abato girowoze
ko issue of the younger people is so much.
Wabo abasinganibwa mu kitabo ekyokufa.
They were found in the book of death.
Tuzeyo mu kubikulirwa.
Gone back to Revelations.
Tuli mu kubikulirwa esula ya 20 n'olunyiri olw'12.
Revelations 20 verse 12.
Nendaba abafu, abakulu n'abato, nga bayimiridde mu maaso g'entebe, n'ebitabo ne bibikkulwa, n'ekitabo ekirala ne kibikkulwa, kyekyobulamu. Abafu ne basalirwa omusango mu ebyo ebyawandiikibwa mu kitabo, ng'ebikolwa byabwe bwe byali. N'ennyanja n'ereeta abafu abaalimu.
When you read this in the order,
when you give order to the scriptures,
it is the source of
the one we first read, the ones behind the ones we read last.
When
they first sent people who are within it, to be explained of these two books. Before we bring out these people,
yes,
praise Jesus.
We have two
books of death, and we have one book of life. The first book of death
is
they who died through Adam and they go right to hell. The second book of death is the lake of fire, which is called the second death. The book of life,
they're going to
be explained, and it's the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
we've been told that the sea brought the dead within it. The sea, what is it? The rest speak of the dead who died within the sea.
And
speak of the nations, clans, and languages.
People
are going to be brought for this judgment. They're going to be coming from nations, clans, and languages.
Of
every type which are under the sun.
Upon Revelation
17:15.
Let's read there briefly.
Revelation 17:15.
Nangamba nti amazzi ge walabye omwenzi w'atudde be bantu n'ebibiina n'amawanga n'ennimi.
Yes,
Jesus. When
he said the sea
brought people within it,
don't drink
and think of the physical sea. But now the thought is to go and the thought
that
perhaps they are dead who fell and died within the sea. When we saw the angel of death in hell, no matter where you die from, they come for you.
Your spirit
is picked and it's taken in hell.
When they said
the sea brought the dead within it,
you
speak of nations, clans, and languages. People who sin from Adam.
We saw
what happened to Adam.
But
all who come through Adam, they
came
from nations, clans, and languages.
In
Genesis 11. That's where we saw nations, clans, and languages starting there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They
are the ones who will be brought for judgment. And
they
are brought by the angel of death and hell.
All
who are not in the book of life,
like
we have to be explained ahead. Who are
going
to be bringing them?
Let's
move on here.
Revelations
20:13.
N'ennyanja n'ereeta abafu abaalimu, n'okufa n'amagombe.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Remember death. People get come from nations, clans, and languages. After he gets them, and he sends them to hell. And
then they
understand me clearly. What is
going
to happen on that day?
Are
they working in hell? They
are
going to bring all who are within hell. Now death will get the ones who will be still remaining on earth. And that's how they divided that number.
And
that things will be like that. As God showed me. And just as we read.
I
explained them in story that then I saw peace. kubanga kwasomanga bisomere okulaba n'okusoma okulaba kufa
now death
ne magombe
and hell
bajja kuba baleeta
they will be bringing their own
ne baleeta bava mu bikane nnimi n'amawanga
once they break out from nations clans and languages
abaagaana okukkiriza mukama waffe
yesu refused to accept the Lord Jesus
era abaalemera mu kitabo ekyokufa ekisooka
healed and remained the first book of death
ne batuuka n'okuwandiikibwa mu kitabo ekyokufa ekyokubiri
to be written the second book of death
ennyanja ey'omuliro
lake of fire
yesu yebazibwa
praise Jesus
kaakati wano batunnyonnyola
now here they explain to us
kufa n'aleeta
death brought
ne magombe naye
even hell
n'aleeta abafu abaali
the dead within them
kati eno yokubikulirwa mukaaga
this is Revelation 6
olunyiri lw'omu olunyiri lwa musanvu n'olw'omunaana
verse 7 and 8
akubikulwa essula y'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu
Revelation 6 from verse 7
bwe yabembula akabonero akookuna nempulya eddoboozi ery'ekiramu ekyokuna nga kyogera nti jjangu ne ndaba era laba embalaasi eya kyenvu ne yali atuddeko erinnya ly'ekufa ne magombe n'agenda naye
yesu
yebazikati
tulaba nti kufa
now we see death
yakulemberamu
is the one who leads
magombe nga amuvaako
emabega hell is coming behind him
era kufa akozesa ebintu bino wammanga
uses the things down here
akozesa endwadde
he uses the sickness
tuzisomekaho
let's read of them here
atuli mu kubikulirwa essuula ey'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana nti ne ndaba era laba embalaasi eya kyenvu ne yali atuddeko erinnya ly'ekufa ne magombe n'agenda naye ne baweebwa obuyinza ku kitundu ekyokuna eky'ensi okutta n'ekitala n'enjala n'olumbe n'ensolo z'ensi
yesu yebazibwa ekitundu ekyo ekyokuna bategeeza emyoyo egiva ku buli mutwe ogumu ku biramu ebina ogategedde ebiramu ebyo biri bina
naye
tulinako omutwe gumu
ogw'abantu
tebayitekimu ekyokuna tegeeza bino bye bakozesa
wammangabikola
bwabo bokka ababayitibwa abaava mu adamu
they work only within them who came from adam
mafia atabuse
mathematics has become wild
sokoddemu olunyiri
olwobakota
kimu kyakuna ekimu ekyokuna kyengezako
kutegeeza
ebiramu ebina
buli
kimu kibira n'emitwe ena
naye
obumu bw'omutwe
bwe
buvaamu abantu
out of it comes human beings
abasobola okuttibwa ekitala n'enjala
they who can be killed by the sword famine and plague and the wild beast you understand that God is with us you mean who taught it to me you think there was wisdom in his head there was nothing
it was
just a senseless child you see here
naye mukama yafuula
era yasomesa
tuli mu kubikula essuula ya mukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana ne baweebwa obuyinza ku kitundu ekyokuna eky'ensi okutta n'ekitala n'enjala n'olumbe n'ensolo z'ensi
bino tebitta
malayika
ate tebitta kintu kirala wabula baatumanga kirina kukola kimu kyakuna
oddayo
mu ezekeri essula esooka n'olaba ebiramu ebyo ebina
nga
buli kimu kirina emitwe ena
naye
omutwe ogumu gwokka feesi
y'omuntumwava
abantu abasobola okuttibwa ebyo
kimanyi
obuntegedde kavuddeyo bulungi kyebayita ekimu ekyokuna kimu ku bina yesu yebazibwa abo nno ebyo malayika w'okufa by'akozesa bino bye bijja atoolera nabyo bijja tteekebwa ne mu magombe
munyanja
y'omuliro kubanga kufa ajja kubyambula atekebuliyo byokufa byonna
death will unclothe it and put everything of death within the lake of fire
yes he was
praise Jesus
akati bamalayika bano
now these angels
yandibadde ye muntu omu.
It would have been one person.
Malaika Abaddon.
Angel Abaddon.
Ne malaika w'okufa.
And the angel of death.
Naye beegabanyamu emirundi.
But they divided themselves two parts.
Oli avunaanyizibwa kubali mu kisibo.
To be responsible of the ones in the flock.
Ate omu asumba.
And the one is shepherding. The one shepherds the evil ones on earth. When he gets tired of them, he sends them in the flock. Who remembers that Psalms? Psalms 49, verse.
Zaburi, yana mwenda. Zaburi yana mwenda. Nuri yiro kuminanya.
Psalms 49, verse 14.
Baateekerwawo magombe ng'ekisibo okufa kunaabeeranga omusumba waabwe.
Olaba abasumba wano
the shepherds under the sun.
Nayo okuwaggulu katono.
Let's get back up briefly.
Tuve ku lw'ekkumi.
And we come from verse 10. We understand who are these ones.
Zaburi yana mwenda n'olunyo lw'ekkumi.
Psalms 49 from verse 10.
Kubanga alaba ng'amagezi ng'abamagezi bafa. N'abatamanyi n'atamanyi n'omusirusiru bazikirira wamu n'obugagga bwabwe ne babulekera abalala balowooza munda ng'ennyumba zaabwe za nnaku zonna ebifo byabwe bya mirembe gyonna batuuma ensi zaabwe amannya gaabwe
bobiri enguudo zonna singana Lumumba Road
Lumumba Road. Lot of names of human beings.
Ebizimbe ne babiteekako amannya gaabwe.
And they put names upon their buildings.
Naye nga basumbibwa kufa musumba waabwe.
They are
kubanga
bono. The shepherd for their evil people.
Tuli mu Zaburi yana mwenda n'olunyiriri lw'ekkumi na bbiri.
Psalms 49 verse 12.
Naye omuntu tabeerera mu kitiibwa. Alinga ensolo ezikirira. Ekkubo lyawe ly'ery'obusirusiru bwabwe. Naye abantu ababaddirira basiima ebigambo byabwe.
Basiima kuba bo tebamanyi.
They don't know, they approve their words.
Omusajja oyo yali wa
that man was here.
Wa amaanyi.
He was a great man.
Nange nina okubeera nga
ye. I have to be like him.
Ogoberera.
Yet following.
Mu magombe gy'agenze.
In hell where he has gone.
Mukomera.
In the prison.
Mu bibonyoobonyo.
In the torments.
Mikono gya Abaddon.
The hands of Abaddon.
Kubanga omugagga mu Luka 16:19.
Rich man in Luke 16:19.
Baka 25 annyonnyola.
25 explains.
Agamba.
He says.
Sibaganda bange bagoberedde ate ebyange.
My brethren are following my course.
Batumye babalabuli.
Send and warn them.
Abasigale ne baba bakugoberera nga tebamanyi.
The remaining follow you when they don't know.
Bino betuwoza ddiini ya jjajjange.
We claim the religion of my forefathers.
Yasiawo yagwe magombe oyagala naye kumugoberera.
Failed in hell, you want to follow him too.
Tuli mu Zaburi yana mwenda n'olunyiro 14.
Psalms 49 verse 14.
Baateekerwawo magombe ng'ekisibo.
Amagombe y'ekisibo.
Hell is their flock.
Era emiguwa babeera ku njegere.
And they are in chains right within there.
Omusumba abasumba anatuuka n'abako.
Shepherd when he shepherds them, he gets tired of them.
Kufa anaabeeranga musumba waabwe.
Oyo nno malayika w'okufa gwe tuwulidde mu kubikulirwa. Asumba abantu naye
n'abeeta.
Jjukira okusinziira ku Balumi essuula eri ey'omukaago nyuma
bimusatu.
Empeera y'ekibi ki?
Walowooza
kufa ki kuno? Sikufu
kuba kuyita
kwebaka
mu bali. That is called sleeping.
Naye empeera yo kufa oli omusumba.
But your wage is death, the other shepherd.
Yesu yebasi.
Praise Jesus.
Oyo nno ye musumba.
That is the shepherd.
Asumba abonoonyi wansi w'enjuba.
Shepherds the evil ones under the sun.
Era tava ku bantu ky'ovola abawulira obulumi ng'abasemberera.
Never this form. That's why they feel pain when he gets closer to them.
Abeera alina endwadde ze.
He has his plagues.
Yatuma ebiwuka nebiruma
abantu.
Yasobola okukeereca ng'ateesezza Mukama babeere n'enjala
ewaka.
Kobiri w'enjala mu Uganda. Ze bantabye boonoonye nnyo
bantabye.
Omanyi mpeerayo y'ekibi kufa.
Kati
yasalawo bakuwa
ekyo. Ndwadde? Is it sickness?
Kitana?
Is this what? Is it the beast of the world? What should they be giving you? Is the shame of the people? That's what the grass gives them. He is the shepherd of the evil ones. And after he gets tired of you, and he sends you in the flock within hell and he grabs you out of the body and he hands you over to hell. You shepherd this for me and tie them from there.
For
here I shepherd them, they remain moving and they move up and down. I want you to chain them this time. And they have the liberty and beat them for me. And you have been well at least. And then they will shepherd you for yourself. But when you get tired of you here, he will hand you over the hands of hell in the bottomless pit.
But
we are blessed they were condemned, for our shepherd is the Lord Jesus. He spoke in John 10 that is the good shepherd. He gives up his life for his sheep. His sheep, we will hear his voice. We don't hear of the ones of the stranger. You remain a sinner. Don't be surprised.
When
the shepherd is a very wild shepherd.
It's
a shepherd called death.
He's
awaiting for your little moment after working with the angel counsel of seasons and times. Revelation 6 from verse
4
and
5.
Then we tell him we tired of this under the sun and he postponed you to hell and he put you within the chains. Let's repeat this verse. Psalm 49:14.
Musumba wabwe. Abamazima banabafuganga obudde bwulicha.
Obudde bwafe bucha.
Our time will get morning.
In Jerusalem.
Bagenda
tusingana yonga tutte.
We're going to find us seated there. This time it will be morning. Tested morning under the sun. On that day when everything has been exposed, everyone has been brought according to where they have been lying. You know, here we are in the night. They would not understand properly. They were first understood. Understand people are in hell in prison. Others say, perhaps they've all gone to heaven. Others say, perhaps their forefathers are in the mountains. Time is not got morning.
But
time is going to be morning when we shall be on judgment. For we are all going to be there. And we are seated. As you will just be there. The one you expect to be in heaven are not there. And you wonder. Now the real morning, we shall be seated. Someone else is in another homeland. This time, we are all going to be around and they will be brought in their groups. They are going to be amazed first. They who moved in the laws of the nature. They knew themselves, we never knew them.
Then
they will be next to be surprised. From Moses to the birth of Christ. We thought you were going to heaven. We of this generation
have
been lost by nature in the written and the witness of Christ. We shall be surprised next. My God. You never reached home. What happened to you? Look at Ezra. We are dead. Kakande, what is wrong with you?
And
many others. For that they should not surprise us. Like Golola and the others.
opposing about
perhaps when they get saved. You know that
they,
it's not a surprise.
Now
this one who acted
Gondi and
Big Brother. Big Brother.
You
to you when he even if he falls.
Where,
when he's born on judgment, will not surprise us. When they bring the Pope.
What are you doing?
You move in the white garment.
You
have nothing like righteousness.
Zaburi. Zaburi yana mumwenda n'olunyiriri lwa 14.
Psalm 49 verse 14.
Abamazima banabafuganga obudde we bulikya.
Morning we are a little waiting for that.
N'obulungi bwabwe buliba obwemagombe okubulya. Buleme okubeera n'ekifo eky'okutuulamu. Naye Katonda alinunula emmeeme yange mu maanyi ag'emagombe. Kubanga ye alinzikiriza. Totyanga gwe omuntu bw'agaggawala. Ekitiibwa ky'ennyumba ye bwe kyeyongera. Kubanga bw'alifa talitwala kintu.
Tewali.
Nothing.
Eyo temiseewo.
That is Timothy. First Timothy.
Mukaga musanvu.
6-7.
Etwali takina kimu tetuliddeyo n'ekimuwa.
Nothing on earth shall take out nothing.
Bagenda kumanya okuleetanga wakunganya motoka ku nsi kyokatozeeko n'emu.
Gathered cars on earth yet you come with nothing.
Byakutawanya no.
They traveled and wasted your time.
Tuli mu Zaburi yana mwenda. N'olunyiriro 17.
Psalm 49 verse 17.
Kubanga bw'alifa talitwala kintu. Ekitiibwa kye tekirikka kumugoberera.
Teri n'emagombe togenda
nakyo. Even in hell you don't go with them.
Obeera nga kasasi.
You are like a rubbish.
Era lye balikuleeta obeera bw'oto mbigoyegoye by'ebya.
With that in your bad rag clothes.
N'emubiri guli gwe twasoma.
And in the funny part we started about.
Tuli mu Zaburi yana mwenda n'olunyiriri.
Psalms 49 verse 18.
Newankubadde ng'ayita emmeeme ye ey'omukisa bwe yali ng'akyali mulamu. Era abantu baakutendereza bwe weekolera wekka obulungi. Alikka mu mirembe gya bajjajjaabe.
Yagoberera eri gye bali.
You followed where they are.
Musumba ne bamutwala mu kisibo.
The pastor is taken in the flock.
Kubanga musumba abeera mu kooyi.
The pastor is tired of him.
Shumba kufanga shumbi ya miaka mingi.
Death is shepherded for a long many years.
Zaburi yana mwenda 19.
Psalm 49 verse 19.
Tibali daba musana na te.
Adoli damu gula.
You will never see the light again.
Atobere magombe paka.
For you are in hell all the days.
Bajakule dako katuna wakumisangu.
They will bring you a little on judgment.
Nukula bangatula burunju. Kula maso kabila gabula.
You don't see clear for the eyes are black.
Yakati atoma dinemu nyanja
yomu. You will end up in the lake of fire.
Tuli mu Zaburi yana mwenda olwabiri.
Psalm 49 verse 20.
Omuntu alina ekitiibwa n'ategeera alinga ensolo. Omuntu alina ekitiibwa n'atategeera alinga ensolo ezikirira. Tuyingire mu bantu.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Omuntu afanana bwatyo.
A person like that.
Mukama akugambye bwatyo bwafanana.
God has told you they appear like that.
Naye nga ku lunaku olulimu kama afe lwagenda okudda.
That day when the Lord will come back.
Magombe gajja kuba gasumululwa.
Hell will be released.
Malaika we magombe ajjeyo abaalina.
And the angel of hell will bring out the ones he has.
Ate kufa kwasaganya abali babakyali
wano. Death will handle the ones who will be still on earth.
Era nga ebiribaawo ku lunaku
olwo. What will happen on that day?
Biraga nti oline bwali baanoonya okufa.
They show that no matter how someone will look for death, death will no more be working. They will not be working those days. You will be working on one thing. It's to beat you.
And
to torment you. For hell will work for some time. And after that, they'll get them, bring them for judgment. Means we are heading to see the day of the Lord. This down then to happen after. Revelation 9.
kubikulisula yomwenda mtanikileo kubikulisula yomwenda noli nyolisoka
Revelations 9 from verse 1
malaika wokutano na afuwa nenda ba emunye nyingi eva muguru negwa kuonsi na wibwe chisumuzo chobunya obutakoma na sumula obunya obutakoma n'omukka ne guva mu bunnya ne gulinnyanga omukka ogw'enkoomi ennene n'enjuba n'ebbanga ne bizikizibwa olw'omukka gw'omu bunnya
twawulira nti mukama waffe lwagenda
okuddaokusinzira
mu Matayo 24
olunyiri
okutandika olw'abiri mu omwenda paka asatu mu gyenjuba ejja kulekera okwaka
n'omwezinaye
kijja okuleetera ensonga
eyo
kulabika nga magombe gajja kuggulawo okujja
yabaliyo era
ngaebinyonyolwa wansi
awo
biraga nti kufa ajja kuba naye takyakola ku byakufa mu kaseera
akomuntu
ajja kuba anoonya okufa nga takulaba
naye
bino binaagenda
okubeerawo
ng'abantu abali mu kitabo
eky'obulamu
bamaze bayimusiddwa kankano batwaliddwa okusisinkana mukama waffe ku mulyango
gwekale
tugenda kudda ku lunaku olw'enkya twawule ekitabo ky'okufa ebitabo by'okufa bibiri n'ekitabo eky'obulamu then ku lunaku
olw'esande
tulyoke tutandike butereevu
olunaku lwa mukama
mukama akuwa omukisa
webalekojja. Thank you for coming.